Welcome to AJVC Unfiltered. My name is Omkar and I'm going to be your host for today. I'm joined by Aviral, Mithali and Abhinay. In this episode, we will discuss if BharatPay can become India's lending tab. So Aviral, as you know, there has been a lot of companies that became unicorns and also raised funding in the past few weeks, right? So because of all the liquidity in the market. So why did we choose to write about BharatPay specifically?
Yeah, I think we are joking internally that we are having a hard time keeping up with the market because there's a unicorn that's announced almost every couple of days. I think BharatPay was on our list for quite some time, and when they announced that they've raised at something very close to $1 billion of valuation, we thought it's a good time to write about them. I think it's a very interesting company, primarily because it puts to test that very important saying that being first to the market helps you win. And BharatPay actually was so late to the market with other players already there that it's surprising that it even took off from its initial stages. And, you know, we've seen that it's grown to dominate UPI payments, especially for peer-to-merchant, and is doing $5 billion of transaction value. It's an amazing story to learn and understand, especially because it's happened in less than 2 years. So I think it's a good story, and I think we enjoyed learning about their journey.
Yeah, absolutely true. So Abhinay, can you take us through how they started, originated, and you know what are the problems that they're trying to solve, their business models, and basically how they started out building BharatPay?
Sure. So it's very interesting, you know, as Aviral mentioned, it was slightly late in market. So while, and you know, UPI was in market around sometime around 2016. BharatPay started sometime around 2018. Okay. So one of the founders, Ashneer, he has a background in investment banking, has worked with Grofer, so did understand a startup ecosystem, and was with PC Jewelers, where, you know, he has worked on the payment side of business. So in a way, he was well placed to understand this industry, the potential, two potential that exists. And it so happened, right, he was, he wanted to make some angel investment. He met Shashwat, and Shashwat was a young fellow from, you know, IIT Delhi, and was looking to do something great in this fintech industry. And when they met, he really liked the idea, and they came together to start building BharatPay. Good thing was, you know, when they started, the challenge that was in front of them was there are so many tech giants in front of them, right, who are already trying to build some QR-based solutions, etc. What they did was they were trying to simplify things, and it started with a normal, you know, multiple basic integrations, and they just wanted to build an MVP that can show that such a simple solution can work or not. They used IFTTT. They used Google Sheets, etc., and built their MVP. And within no time, that they got 100 merchants, and that was some validation they wanted. And you know, then they started onboarding merchants, right? So that's the start, and it's just been 3 years. But yeah, they understood one need, which was in offline merchant market, and they started building over it.
So yeah, I mean, I agree that, you know, they found a need, they tested it, got merchants to validate their findings. So can you tell us how their business model works, and, you know, how they go about, why are they raising so much money? Like, what's the core business model they have?
Sure. So as I mentioned, right, it was a very competitive market, right? When you are in such a competitive market, you have to build something which is 10x better than your competitors. Now, what was happening was all competition, competitive players were looking to build a closed ecosystem where they were just trying to get one UPI code which will help merchants get money in through that app only. What BharatPay did right was it was an open system where, you know, you can have any method. They'll just set up a virtual ID for you, and then you can accept payments from any of the players. It was not limited to just one. So they were very open. It was a very simple solution that made it simple for merchants that, you know, just you need to put just one QR code. For customers also, it became very easy because they can scan that QR code from any of the app they want to use. So the choice was finally with the merchant and the buyers, and that's something really resonated, and they started seeing good traction from just 100 merchants. They were soon around 1.5 million merchants in India. The other thing that they did really well was build traction. They got feet on street that could actually reach out to these merchants in a country. In our country, it's very important to tell merchants what's the USP, how they can actually accept payments, etc. So that was very good execution by BharatPay. Now the challenge is they were not charging any setup fees or any transaction fees. So this model of acquiring merchants was actually a loss leader for them. But what they wanted to do was build a very good scale. Once they have the scale, they wanted to move towards lending business, other ancillary business which exist in fintech space, right? From POS machines to cards to multiple other aspects. They started with lending business, and that's the business model they are actually currently working on. And soon they started, disbursing loans. I believe, very soon they, by sometime around 2019 or 20, they disbursed something like 100 crore loan. They were giving in initial days they were giving around $500 to a merchant, and later on, basis profile of the merchant, they were giving $2,000 as loan to merchant. So that's the business model they stepped into. But one thing was the P2M side, which is pay to merchants, right? Peer to merchant side of business. That was the key hook on which they have built their business. Now they have close to, you, I think, 5 million. Merchants on their platform, and with this data and all the data that is flowing through their through their pipelines, now they can build a much better lending business on top of it, which will be the main business on through to drive profit.
Absolutely true. Thank you so much, Abhinay, and I agree that the business model is pretty simple, but as Occam's razor states, that the simplest solution is probably the best solution. So Mitali, can you tell us a bit about what they plan to do in the future? How are they going to scale operations and potentially become a unicorn soon?
Yeah, absolutely, Omkar. I think it was a wonderful experience reading and writing about BharatPay, because it just made all of it made sense, like starting from 2018, how they grew. And as Abhinay mentioned, I think the biggest thing which worked in their favor was not only did they have the tech to do this interoperable QR, but they also had the feet on street who were actually going and acquiring the merchants. So by end of December, they had around 5 million merchants on their platform, which gave them the ground to start scaling up other aspects of the business as well. So as we know that payment space in India is slightly challenging in terms of getting revenue out of it, because of the zero merchant discount rates, as well as the challenge in terms of low margins, which retail business generally operate in. So they had this plan to go towards the lending vertical as well. But I think it was a perfect chess move for them, where they initially began with the payment sector that gave them the opportunity to onboard merchants. And now they have a ton of data in terms of the business of the merchant, the cash flow. And with all of this data, they are now planning to actually go big on the lending business. In fact, we had Suhail Sameer, who is the group president of BharatPay, for an AMA, and he mentioned how they're looking to really pivot the business to getting 80% of their revenue from the lending business. And even in 2020, the lending business grew by 10x. And they are further looking to aggressively grow their loan book to 5,000 crores in the next 2 years. And continuing with this, like, they have been playing across different fields. So in December 2020 as well, BharatPay submitted a joint expression of interest with Centrum Group to take over PMC Bank. So that would give them the necessary NBFC license to scale up the lending vertical. On the other hand, within the lending business, as I mentioned, that they personally also have this data of the business and cash flow. They took this opportunity to impress the merchants, to make their brand name known to all the merchants. So now they are experimenting with other lending models, such as merchant-to-merchant financing and retail financing, where they know that between the wholesaler and retailer, there's this opportunity to disburse working loans and fill the gap of the working capital. So I think with all of this joint expression of interest with the Centrum Group, with the different lending models they are trying out, and in the core of all of it is the data which they have acquired over the last 2 years and the cash flow visibility which they have. So I think they are perfectly placed to go ahead and start scaling up the lending business. They have got the funding to capitalize there on this opportunity. And one thing to just call out here is also that the competition is going to be tough for them. Of course, they won the initial segment because of the simplicity they were offering in terms of not the merchants not having to keep multiple QR codes or ways of payment. But now when they are entering the lending sector, we have multiple organizations here already. We have Capital Float, Lending Cart, and other traditional banks also who are partnering with fintechs to gain market share. So it would be really interesting to see how BharatPay can, they already have advantage in this sector with the data. So it would be really interesting to see how they can scale up and emerge the top of the pack.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mitali. And I agree that, you know, the space is challenging for sure with big players like Google Pay, Paytm, PhonePe playing for a long time. And as you said, let's see if BharatPay comes out on top. Thank you so much for tuning into AGVC Unfiltered. We hope you enjoyed the episode and see you next week.